For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over at her shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we discuss a very important subject. As we talk about distracted driving, which causes approximately 3,200 deaths and 324,000 injuries each year. To discuss this, I'm glad to have Julie Garner, founder of Project Yellow Light. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Julie Garner.
Mark, thank you so much for having me.
I know this effort comes from a loss that you experienced in 2007 when you lost your son, Hunter. Let's talk about your passion behind the Project Yellow Light effort.
Sadly, my son Hunter was killed in a car crash at the age of 16. And when that happens to you, you just kind of crawl up into a ball and want to die yourself. And my husband, daughter, and I did decide that we wanted to keep Hunter's name alive. We didn't want anyone to forget him. And we also wanted to prevent all of his friends and peers from meeting the same demise. we found out at that time that car crashes were the leading cause of death of our youth. And I just had no idea up until Hunter's death. So we decided that we would start a scholarship in his high school where we handed the message over to the youth themselves to talk to each other about the dangers and to warn each other so that they can maybe make a difference and really flip this thing around. And about 4 years in, we got pinged by the Ad Council, and we literally went from one high school in Central Virginia to a national competition overnight, and it was just incredible. And since then, we have added to the video, we also have a billboard and a radio portion of this competition. So there are three different aspects to it.
I started off the program with some stats. Let's talk about the significance of the problem of distracted driving.
It's just prevalent. You know, it has been ever since we've done this. And with the use of cell phones and all the different forms of social media, it just continues to be a serious problem. And I think it's particularly problematic for our youngest drivers as they think they're invincible so often. And I'm living proof that they are not. And I just want to make sure that they get that word, that they understand that it could just take a couple of seconds. And we just are just passionate about trying to get that word out to our youngest drivers and to all drivers for that matter.
How do you feel that the contest is able to bring awareness and to get young people to think about distracted driving, and not just young people, but to take this further to reach adults, maybe their parents, those who are involved with the young people as they're making an effort in this project?
Well, one of the wonderful things about Project Yellow Light is our partnerships, which actually the winning work is displayed and aired across the country. So that's just amazing right there. You get all that media attention. And I think, too, that one of the things that we really touched on in the very beginning was what I saw at the time of Hunter's death was all this messaging that was out there was either somebody in a uniform kind of talking down to the young people, or it was a show of blood, guts, and gore that was such a turnoff nobody paid attention to it. And it was all done by adults, well-meaning adults, but adults. And we feel like by turning this message over to the youth themselves, that it's made a significant difference. They can talk the talk to each other that someone like I just cannot do. So that's been one of our major focuses for this whole project.
You mentioned the Ad Council and how this competition changed overnight. What was your feeling when this happened, to go from one school and one location to reach the entire nation with this effort?
I can still remember the day that I got the call. I was just like, unbelievable. You know, I was just blown away. And I still am by this partnership and the fact that they have helped us spread this word so much. It's just been an incredible journey, and I'm so, so grateful.
Obviously, we're reaching a new audience today with Project Yellow Light through the Mark White Show, and we want to talk about the criteria for judging these submissions.
We actually tell all of our applicants that they can come about this or go about this however they choose. You know, they can be humorous, they can be serious, they can be poignant. You know, we kind of tell them to break it down so that if you're talking to your best friend, and you just want to reach that one person, how would you go about it? As long as it's in good taste. And it's typically marked the simplest ideas are the ones that kind of bubble up to the top and work the best.
That's very good. And what has been some of the responses from the young people that have won the competition?
It's been amazing. That's the best part of each year is when we get to call up the winners and tell them that they won, is just to get their reaction. And, you know, some of them have personal experiences with car crashes or know somebody who was impacted. And it's just a wonderful thing. And some of the past winners keep up with me all the time. And it's very, very wonderful for that to happen. And we're just thrilled that this continues to grow and that we're continuing to reach more and more individuals.
Thinking about the loss of Hunter and Project Yellow Light and your passion behind this work, what do you tell listeners right now, beyond the competition, what's your message to our listeners when it comes to distracted driving?
Well, I just think they need to be careful on the road. Like I said before, everybody thinks it's not going to happen to them, but it can happen in a flash. And one of the things that I think is most critical is, as cool as it is to win this competition, which the winners get a scholarship, they have their work shared, and their work is displayed in Times Square, is every single person who participates is a winner in my book, because it's just taking part and thinking about it and creating something, becoming aware of the dangers, and by sheer participation, they have their circle of influence, and they may just impact somebody in their circle to be careful on the road and perhaps prevent a death or a car crash, and it could even be themselves. So every single one of them is a winner. It's about having a voice and making a difference and saving lives, and it doesn't get any bigger than that.
Have you been able to be involved when it comes to the PSAs and their creation to have your own thoughts about the PSAs that are out there?
Well, when we get all the entries in, and we had over 2,700 this year, I literally go through each one myself and kind of cull the list down to a manageable number, and then work with the Ad Council and then our partner agencies to have the finalists selected. And then we send them out to judges and kind of our semi-celebrity judges, our executives and all our partners and others, and they select the winners. So, yes, we're involved from the very beginning, and I am able to help select winners.
That's very good, because I feel like if it's something that you started and it's in honor of your son, that you still want to have a finger on the pulse of the direction that it goes in.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about where families can go for education on distracted driving, Julie.
Thank you, Mark. I encourage everybody to go to our website, projectyellowlight.com, projectyellowlight.com. You can learn about distracted driving there. You will see our winners' work displayed there, and you can take part in next year's competition. It's an annual competition, and we just encourage you to get the word out to your youth, to young people themselves, if you're a student, and spread that word and make people aware of this competition and the dangers of distracted driving.
Julie Garner, founder of Project Yellow Light, a national scholarship competition for high school and college students designed to encourage safe driving habits. Thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show, and thank you for taking a tragedy, the loss of your son Hunter, and deciding that you wanted to try to help others through that tragedy.
Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate you helping us spread the word.
When we come back, we're going to have my friend Lane Harper, Birmingham City Police Officer and founder of Power of Life Foundation, as we talk about some upcoming efforts with backpacks. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Pickle lovers unite. The Rocket City Pickle Fest is coming to the Orion Amphitheater on June 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can get your tickets now at theorionhuntsville.com. That's the Rocket City Pickle Fest taking place Sunday, June 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Orion Amphitheater in Huntsville.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged and life, regardless of who you are.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
And we're back. As advertised, I have with me Officer Lane Harper as we talk about the Power of Life Foundation. We're going to talk about some of the things that we have done and things that we're doing moving forward, including the backpack giveaways. Welcome back to the show, Officer Harper.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Let's go back to Thanksgiving and update people on the turkey giveaway, and then moving into 2025, the things that you're doing for the community through Power of Life Foundation.
Well, okay. Well, last year, concluding 2024, we had a turkey giveaway where we gave out over 1,000 turkeys. We probably gave around 800 or 900 turkeys out at the actual event. And then for the turkeys that we had left over, we drove through certain neighborhoods in Birmingham, Alabama, to distribute the rest of those turkeys. Following that event, we concluded the year with our free winter coat giveaway. And that's what we have every year in the month of December. And just giving back to community members or people who are less fortunate or may just not be in the position to buy winter wear. So during that particular activity, we've given away coats, winter hats, clothing, socks, masks, and a whole bunch of different kind of toys and gifts for children and adults.
And now here we are in the midst of summer, and we're getting closer to school starting back. It's starting back much earlier than when we were in school.
Yes, sir.
So some of these kids, even in Limestone County, Alabama, they're starting back in July.
Wow.
So Cora, she's with us right now. She'll be starting back in August, which is more normal. But the kids are getting ready for school. They have to start thinking about what they're going to take to school, the supplies that are necessary, and getting them equipped so that they're prepared for the school year. And here we have the backpack giveaways coming up in the month of July, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Our first backpack giveaway will be at the Event Center in Fultondale, Alabama. And that's going to be on July 19th. So everybody stand by to stand by. It's going to be a great activity. And then our second backpack giveaway will be in Selma at 1112 Water Avenue, right off the Edmund Pettus Bridge. So these two events are going to be magnificent.
Tell us more about the event in Selma with the addition of being close to the Edmund Pettus Bridge, tying that all together for the community in Selma.
Okay,
in Dallas County.
Okay, well, the historic location, well, where a lot of people are familiar with or easy location to find, we've chosen that area just to bring different communities together in a well-known area, a historical area, but not wanting to interfere with the history, but just wanting to bring people to the location for a common cause, and that's giving back to the community. What we looked at for this particular backpack giveaway is every backpack that we give out to these children in the Black Belt District is a seed that we're sowing into the ground, a seed towards education, financial literacy, and just appropriation of representing the children to the best way possible. We just want to give back from the Power of Life Foundation, along with the Selma community, and just all communities are invited.
This doesn't just magically happen. It takes money to make it happen. What type of money are we talking about that supporters, people who want to support, can help this effort and other efforts moving forward?
We need your help. We're a nonprofit, and we're not for profit. We're nonprofit, so everything that we do is off of what we earn off of donations. So if anybody can help, donate, contribute, we look forward to having you. Our contact is poweroflifefoundation.org, and you can go and visit our website, poweroflifefoundation.org, and hit the donate button, and we'll be pleased to receive your donations. So these events are not free, and we're trying to bless over 4,000 students with not just backpacks. Every item that's on your child's backpack or back-to-school list, we will have those items to distribute at these events. So those items are not free, but we're giving them to the community for free just to say thank you.
Officer Harper, for those who haven't heard of Power of Life Foundation before, of course, you've been on the Mark White Show several times, but let's talk about your passion for why this is important to you, not only as Lane Harper, Power of Life Foundation, but a police officer who has experienced what is going on in the communities to try to help to enhance, to, as you said, plant a seed, especially for these young people.
Well, my favorite word when you speak on that is reciprocity. Reciprocity, treating people like you want to be treated, never forgetting where you came from, and never forget where you're trying to go. And if you have the opportunity to experience things in life, always take the opportunity to reach back, grab someone else, and allow them to see everything that you've been able to see. And hopefully as they get a little bit older, they'll reach back and do the same for others. It's just about taking care of people, remembering where you come from, and understanding your why. So I challenge everyone out there in the sound of my voice to find out, what is your why?
And you have found people who have locked arms with you, been a part of your team, to commit to the same effort as you want for your community. Let's talk about the team of people that come together for these efforts through the Power of Life Foundation.
Well, we have some great volunteers that like to come out, and we also have some great sponsorships. One of those great sponsorships is Enterprise Mobility. We have Amazon, Walmart, and some other great sponsorships that choose to do things on the side, which would choose not to be mentioned. However, we appreciate the support. We appreciate the heart. We appreciate the love and appreciation for people who enjoy people. Enjoying seeing people's success and enjoying it, the opportunity to be able to see people grow. And a lot of these people and children and parents are growing right in front of us because we have visiting people who come back every year, and you can see the growth in the family, you can see the growth in the children, and everything is just so pleasurable. So we appreciate the sponsorships, and we appreciate the continued visits from the same people. So we thank you, and we look forward for you all to bring new people to our events.
Is that what gives you the motivation to keep going, is to see the growth that you've seen in the time period that you've done this through the Power of Life Foundation?
I think the motivation is the change of touching people in the community. As you stated earlier, I am a police officer, but protecting and serving, you can only do so much protecting. When do you begin to serve? What is your why? My why is serving. I like serving people. It's about helping people. And just like I said, think back. Everybody who's where they are today is not because of who you are. A lot of things happen because of your proper placement, people you know and people who have helped you along the way. You have not become successful by yourself. A lot of us tend to forget that. Remember the hands that reached down and picked you up and elevated you to where you are today. Please return that favor to the younger generation. They have no guidance. They don't know where to go. So us older people, old school people, reach back and teach.
Excellent. Again, let's go over the dates, the locations. We're going to be at Fultondale and also in Selma.
Okay. Fultondale, once again, is July 19th at the Fultondale Event Center. And the event is going to be from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Now, if you're on time, you're late. And if you're early, you're on time. Okay. And then the Selma event will be on July 26th. The Selma event, once again, is going to be on July 26th, and the event will be from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m. It's going to be hot, so bring your water, bring your umbrella, because there's no shade trees in Selma. But we're going to have a good time along. Also, we're going to have food trucks, we're going to have some bouncy houses, and we might even have some horses and ponies. So just get ready. Montgomery, Dallas County, Marengo County, Lowndes County, Montgomery County, any county around, be ready to party at the backpack giveaway.
And for those who want to support the Power of Life Foundation, Officer Harper, give out that information one more time.
ThePowerOfLifeFoundation.org. And also remember, the Birmingham Squadron is going to visit us at both locations. So get ready, Birmingham and Selma.
Excellent. Officer Lane Harper, always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to promote growth in our communities, to plant the seeds through the Power of Life Foundation. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me, and God bless.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen.
Go toward the dream college. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.